At 5 p.m. that winter afternoon, she had an appointment with Dr. Benson, formerly her psychoanalyst and currently her lover. When their relationship had changed from the analytical to the emotional, he insisted on ethical grounds that she cease to be his patient. Not that it mattered. He had not been of much help as an analyst, and as a lover, well, once she had watched him running to catch a bus. He was 220 pounds of shortish, hip-heavy, myopic Manhattan intellectual, and she had laughed. How was it possible that she could love a man so ill-humored as Ezra Benson? The answer was she didn't. In fact, she disliked him. But at least she didn't associate him with resignation and despair. She feared her husband. She was not afraid of Dr. Benson. Still, it was her husband she loved.